This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Authorities in the Netherlands worked Tuesday to determine the motive behind a shooting on a tram that left three people dead and five others wounded in the city of Utrecht. Meanwhile, Dutch police have arrested a third person on suspicion of involvement in the shooting. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A spokesman from Utrecht's public prosecution office says three people are now in custody. The alleged shooter, Gokkemen Tanis, and two others. Tanis is being held on suspicion of manslaughter with a possible terrorist motive. But the spokesman adds that investigations are continuing into what drove him to allegedly open fire in a tram on Monday morning. Authorities have not ruled out other possible reasons, and Dutch media has quoted neighbours of Tanis in Utrecht who've speculated that the shooting may have been linked to a relationship. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Security has been increased at Dutch airports as well as mosques. The president fears more than 1,000 people are dead in Mozambique after a cyclone struck the southern African nation late last week. Reuters' Mia Womersley.
Villages have disappeared, roads been destroyed, homes razed to the ground, communication and power lines cut. The southern African country's president said he saw bodies floating in the water when he visited the affected area on Monday. 84 deaths have been confirmed, but the president says the number could be over 10 times higher.
That was Reuters' Mia Womersley. Cyclone Idai has torn through Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe, bringing a train of destruction and devastating floods. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro and U.S. President Donald Trump are expected to discuss boosting trade and diplomatic ties when they meet Tuesday at the White House. More on that story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. In a statement to Parliament Tuesday, New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern praised the bravery and courage by mosque worshippers as a lone gunman massacred their friends and family. The Prime Minister saying the nation stood with its grieving Muslim community.
We are a nation of 200 ethnicities, 160 languages. We open our doors to others and say welcome. And the only thing that must change after the events of Friday is that this same door must close on all of those who espouse hate and fear.
The 50 victims killed at two mosques during Friday prayers were largely Muslim migrants, refugees, and residents from countries including Pakistan, Bangladesh, India, Turkey, and more. The Associated Press has learned that U.S. prosecutors are looking into the development of Boeing's 737 MAX jets. This comes after one of the jets crashed in Ethiopia last week, killing all 157 people on board. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
A person briefed on the matter tells the AP the Justice Department probe will examine the way Boeing has been regulated by the Federal Aviation Administration. The source says a federal grand jury in Washington has sent a subpoena to someone involved in the plane's development, seeking emails, messages, and other communications. Meanwhile, the Wall Street Journal reports the Transportation Department's Inspector General is looking into the anti-stall system on Boeing 737 MAX 8s. Investigators are examining whether that system had a role in the October crash of a Lion Air jet off Indonesia and last week's crash of an Ethiopian Airlines jet. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Clashes between Palestinian protesters and Israeli security forces broke out on Tuesday in the outskirts of Jerusalem. This after Israeli authorities bulldozed a school in an eastern refugee camp. Israeli authorities said the school was renovated without proper permission. Palestinians said the renovation work was necessary because the foundations of the school were weak. Mohammed Alkam is the school director. He said, I told them the demolition decision had not yet been issued by the Supreme Court. They did not answer me, and they demolished the school, so now 400 students will have no school in September. Alkam said the school had petitioned the Supreme Court to approve the reconstruction work. There was no immediate comment from Israeli authorities. More stories for you on VOAnews.com. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.